Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Thursday morning. December wheat in Kansas City opened at 7:03, down 14 on the open. March, 7:21, down 10.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6:70, down 13.5 on the open. July, 7:08.5, down 11. December corn opened at 487.5, down 17.5 on the open. March, 501.5, down 15.75. May, 506.5, down 15.75. July, 508.5, down 17. September, 488.25, down 10.75. December of 2011, 472, down 11. March of 2012, 475, down 15 on the open. November soybeans opened at $11, up 1 on the open. January, 11.08.5, up a half. March, 11.15, down a half. May, 11.17, down a quarter. November of 2011, 10.78, up 1.75 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 301.50, down a dollar on the open. December, 306, down $1.50. October soybean oil opened at 44.45, up 39 on the open. December, 44.75, up 31. October live cattle opened at 96.20, down 2.5 on the open. October feeders, 110.55, up 100. October lean hogs, 77.25, up 7.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
It's been an interesting week, technically, I think, in the corn pit. Yesterday, we made, at that point, what was a new low for the week, and then we came clawing all the way back to finish in positive territory. This morning, we're right back where we were yesterday with making a new low for the week. On a weekly chart, it doesn't look too spiffy with a weekly reversal to the downside possible at this point. What should we be keeping our eye on the balance of the weekend into the beginning of next week?
Well, I think, you know, next week brings a new month, a new quarter, and I think you have to attribute some of this choppiness that we've had in the marketplace to position squaring going into the end of the month, into the quarter. There is no doubt technically on a weekly chart the corn market looks vulnerable to a weekly reversal down, but then when you look at your monthly charts and your quarterly charts, it looks like maybe this is kind of a blip on the weekly chart, and you'll have to kind of go from there. I think on a short-term basis, what the corn market is doing is we're down into that gap area that was left when September futures expired and December became the lead futures month. And we have not yet filled that gap. That gap is the bottom of that gap is going to be 82. We've been down here as low as 85. So that gap still remains open, and I think we'll have to see, you know, how we finish out the day here before a guy would want to really see if there's any major change taking place here in the technical picture.
So as long as the gap remains open, that would be pretty good support?
Yeah, that would be generally positive if the gap remains open, because it tells you not all the buy orders that are in that area have been filled. And if they don't get filled, those buy orders then will have to chase the market higher.
So what is your sense of where this market is headed?
Well, my sense is that we may be in a trying to turn sideways and trying to wait till we get a little better handle of what actually the size of the crop is. I think a lot of people was hoping that this stocks report would maybe clear some things up. Actually, it's maybe confused things more, because either USDA's methodology and their stocks reports are all screwed up, or otherwise we had, you know, a couple hundred million bushels of corn move into last year's crop year due to the early harvest that we saw in the southern regions in Arkansas and Mississippi and whatnot. So it's kind of hard to explain away a big drop in feed usage for the summer quarter. I think you could probably argue that maybe for the year feed usage might be, USDA might be using too high a number, but it's created a little confusion among the supply-demand types that try to figure out feed and residual use. And the thing that everybody needs to keep in mind that everything that USDA does is an estimate, and there is a margin of error in all of those estimates, and that's kind of where we're at. We'll have to kind of see where we're at the end of the day.
I guess where I'm left with what you said is, as an aside, should not USDA in their commentary somewhere tell us if they are adding early corn into the stocks report?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they probably could have made note of that, but they have no way of proving that. I mean, they do their surveys. They survey elevators. They survey farmers and ask them how much grain they have in the bin. And remember, the report is as of September 1.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily say whether what crop year it is. These are the stocks as of September 1. So, you know, there is some noise there.
Turn your attention to the soybean market. What are you seeing there?
Well, soybeans are being pulled down here by the bearishness that we're seeing in corn, which you know, is not uncommon when you have that type of bearishness in one pit. That's also spilling on over into the wheat market also. So you have pretty much a complete down day here that's kind of feeding on itself and generating probably more liquidation pressures than what you would normally expect on the last day of the month.
Is that 1078 area fairly good support in your mindset?
Oh, I don't think the beans have done any kind of technical damage at all to the marketplace. It seems to be generally, you know, good footing to try to go higher. I mean, we've had a break, which is not uncommon to have breaks. So far today is kind of like an inside day of what we had here yesterday.
Export sales, corn was at 36.5, beans 63.8. Corn exports finally picked up after two pretty dismal weeks, at least the trade looked at it that way.
Yeah, demand numbers came in pretty good, above trade estimates on corn and well above trade estimates on soybeans. There is just good world demand for food, and that is providing some underlying support to the marketplace. I mean, that's real clear.
So at the end of the day, when we look at these markets, would you say that longer term, the corn and the soybean market have potential to move higher based off these demands?
Well, I want to see how we finish out the day, and then I want to see how we finish out the week. First hour trade is kind of difficult to get a handle on after an emotional report, but it seems that the underlying supply-demand structure of corn still is generally positive, even with this little larger than expected September 1 stocks number, but you know, we are trading, you know, $4.50 to $5 type corn, and that does have a tendency to slow demand interest. I don't think the end user crowd probably has the coverage on that they would like to have, and I would expect weakness in here that you're going to see a lot of the end-user crowd step up to the table and begin to do some pricing in here. This is something that they've been kind of wanting to see in the marketplace as the last couple weeks has been quite, you know, interesting, at least to the upside anyway.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, $7 down 17. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade down 26 at 657.5. December corn, 481.5 down 23.5. July 502 and a half down 23. November beans 1087 and a half down 11 and a half. Go out to May 1117 down a quarter. October soybean meal 297.50 down $5. And you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10:01 Central Time.